her of silver, the maker of gold. He's working in my life, my heart he now holds. When his fire has burned out the things that come cold, I'll walk from his burning, shining like gold. So please take me, Jesus, take all I can give. Let me know that this life, not all I'm gonna live. And whatever you make me, that's what I will be. Question your way, Lord, just shine on through me. So please take me, Jesus, take all I can give. Let me know that this life, not all I'm gonna live. And whatever you make me, Lord, what I will be. And I'll not question your way, Lord, just shine on through me. Well, when the furnace I'm walking in seems too hard to bear, I see three Hebrew children, they've already been there. The clothes on their back would not burn. So how can I leave my Lord now, just because it's my turn? So please take me, Jesus, take all I can give. Let me know that this life, not all gonna live. And whatever you make me, Lord, that's what I will be. And I'll not question your way, Lord, just shine on through me. Now when the furnace I'm walking in seems too hard to bear, I remember three Hebrew children, they've already been there. And even the clothes on their back would not burn. So how can I fail my Lord now, just because it's my turn? Oh, so please take me, Jesus, take all I can give. Let me know that this life, not all I'm gonna live. And whatever you make me, Lord, that's what I will be. I'll not question your way, Lord, just shine on through me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Shelton, I have a feeling if we'd take a little bass off this system and add a little treble on master, just kind of brighten up a little bit. It is good tonight also to have Brother and Sister Powell. We are glad they're here, Bernard and Mary. And of course, Mary is Brother Danny Howell's sister, and they are here from Vicksburg. I knew when they come in that I knew them, but I just couldn't think of who they were. So we're so glad they're here tonight to be with us in this church service. Hallelujah. Has the Lord really been good to you? In the morning is our early morning prayer family day. For early morning prayer. Early morning prayer. The Lord has been dealing with me for a number of weeks. If our church will get back to prayer, God will bless us and give us what we're praying for. He will give us direction, help us understand the things that we need to change or to adjust in our lives, the areas that we need to strengthen, if we will just simply get back to prayer. In the morning is early morning prayer, and I'm not just going to ask you to come to early morning prayer. I'm going to ask you to make a commitment. If you haven't been here all this week, there ought not be very many excuses for not being here in the morning. So I'm going to have you stand. For every one of you that will come in the morning for early morning prayer, I want you to stand. Would you do that? I just want to take a look at you. Come on, let's make a commitment. All right, that's looking good. All right, you may be seated. Now, those of you that cannot come to the sanctuary at early morning, that early morning hour, I want you to stand. You make a commitment that you will pray at home at the same time. Stand, would you do that? All right, hallelujah. That is probably 150 people that will be praying in the morning and early morning prayer. I believe the Lord will answer it. If we will give ourselves to prayer, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, I love it and I believe it. Hallelujah. Brother Lloyd Talbert, come preach to us tonight. We're giving him this service in plenty of time so he can do what he needs to do and the Lord wants him to do. I want you to worship the Lord with him while he comes tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's just lift our hands and love the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Why don't you just go ahead and stand to your feet and do that right now. Why don't we go ahead and lift our voice with our hands and our heart to the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody go ahead and make a loud noise unto the Lord. Somebody cry out unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I need you, Jesus. He's a mender of broken hearts. He's a way maker. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, somebody love the Lord in this house. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Doesn't it feel good? When you show love to your God, that He shows it back to you. It's a wonderful thing to feel the presence of the Lord and to feel His loving hand. And it'd be sad if you never felt the love of God. If it was just a one-way thing, it was all the time. Now, Abraham somehow had the faith that, I'm not saying that he never felt the Lord. He's called the father of faith because he went after a land that he didn't even know where it was. But he knew God was faithful to bring him there. We've got much more than that tonight. If you have the Holy Ghost, you have the Spirit of God in you. And he's not just leading you to some land you don't know where it is. You know where the land is. As a matter of fact, the Bible said that he causes us to sit together in heavenly places. Tonight, I want you to know that you are in the presence of the Lord. And anything that you need tonight, He's able to give it to you. Anything, anything, He's able to give it to you. In the Word of the Lord, and in the Bible, the book of Mark, Mark chapter number 9. I'm going to be turning to Mark chapter number 9, and we'll begin at verse number 17. I don't know about you out there tonight, but I have felt the momentum of this thing building. I felt it. Where did I feel it at? In prayer. I didn't feel it just in here, but I felt it in prayer. I have felt the momentum of this building. I feel faith building. Not in everybody. Some people have been here every night and they're still the same. But I feel it building in those that are hungry. Those that are hungry. I feel faith building. I told you the other night I saw a vision out among the crowd. And I saw people dressed in armor, ready to go to battle. And different ones had different things in their hands. Some had shields, others had swords, and some just had garments on. They had nothing to go to battle with. And all I could think was their only hope was to somehow or another get caught up in faith and go with the rest. Believe God to bring them in. I want to tell you tonight that God's able to give you the things that you need tonight. You know, we always make a statement, you don't have to leave here like you came. Well, I want to tell you something tonight. That's not just a statement, that's a fact. You don't have to leave here like you came tonight. God can change you. Change you. If you don't need, believe you need change, then you're the one I'm speaking to. Because we need God to change us and take us to places we've never been. Mark chapter number 9, beginning at verse number 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and penneth away. And I speak to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. They brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came upon him, or came unto him? And he said, of a child. And he oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him. And he entered no more into him. The spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Let's lift our hands and love the Lord in here. Come on, let's cry out in the Lord that he would bless this service. Master, we need you to let your glory fill this house. Lord, hear every prayer, God, in this house. We need a miracle in this house. We need your glory to fill this house. Your hand of deliverance, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, you may be seated. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to ask you a question tonight. Why are you here? Why are you in this place tonight? Or why have you made a decision to be here and have done whatever it has taken for you to arrive at this place tonight? I hope that you have come with a lot of expectations, faith in God, believe in God to do some great things. I hope that you have come tonight maybe because your life is mixed up. You need God to change your life and to give you direction and to give you deliverance. And many other reasons that I somehow am hoping you are here for. But one thing that I hope that you're not here for, and that is just to see what you can see. And just to be some type of person that has expectations of what the preacher's going to do. Because this is a two-sided thing. It's a relationship between you and God. There is a preacher, and I just happen to be the one tonight, that is a deliverer or spokesman for God to you. But God is the one that is going to answer your prayer. And if you come here tonight with needs in your life, I'm going to tell you that my God is more than able. More than able. I like the sound of that. More than able to supply all of your needs through Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody love the Lord in here. I feel good about it right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to preach to you tonight from the thought, all things are possible. All things are possible. In reading the word of the Lord tonight, something just seemed to jump out at me. When the man came to Jesus and began to tell him about his son, the scripture says, and he asked his father, how long Isn't a ghost since this came up on him? And he said, of a child, and oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Jesus said, but if thou canst do anything, or the man said to Jesus, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And listen what Jesus said to him. Now you got to picture this. This man has put the problem on Jesus. This man has said, if you can do something, if you can do something to help us, we're in trouble. If you can only have compassion on us, help us. But look what Jesus said. But Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Let me tell you, the quickest way to get in touch with God is to confess your problem, and to confess you are weak, and to confess that your faith is not where it needs to be. Going through the motions and trying to fool God will never get you a miracle. Going through the motions and trying to somehow or another take siege of faith and somehow or another pretend that you believe God will never give you a miracle nor an answer to what you're facing. What will give you a miracle and what will give you an answer to the problem is simply to confess, Lord, I do have a little bit of faith, but I need you to help my unbelief. That's not hard to do in this house tonight. There are people that need answers. There are people that are hungry for God, and they need God to move in their life. But the devil has come up against them and told them, if you confess that you are weak, then I'm going to jump on you, then I'm going to tear you down, then I'm going to bring destruction to your house. Do you know, a lot of times we have pride that enters into our life, and we have somehow or another try to put up a front. We try to put up a facade of a wall that's not even there in our life, and we try to pretend that we have something that we don't even possess. Oh, help us, Jesus, if you only can. If you can only do something. Jesus said, look, the problem's not with me. The problem's not if I can. But the problem is, can you? Jesus said, what we need to do tonight is turn the question around. It's not on me. It's not if I can. It's not if I can work it out. It's not if I can make a way. I want to tell you, all things are possible with God. Not just one thing. Come on, not just one. Not just 10. Not just 100. Not just 1,000. But all things are possible to them that believe it. Somebody hear me. What you need to do is confess to God, I believe, but help thou my unbelief, Lord. Come on, somebody, clap your hands to the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost roaring in this place tonight. My Lord. My, the Holy Ghost is in this place tonight. I want to tell you something, the Lord can and God will. The Lord can and God will. It's no sense in us trying to make a fool out of God. It's no sense in us going through the motions and trying to pretend we have something if we do not possess it. I told the Lord in the last revival I was preaching, I said, God, help me, Lord. I want to be honest with you. If I can't see the lame get up out of wheelchairs, and I believe, Brother Timmy, listen to me tonight, I believe that God's able to heal. You. I really believe that. I believe God's got enough power to get you up out of that wheelchair. I believe that in the whole Sunday of the whole year. I believe the word of the Lord. Go ahead and look at me like I'm crazy. My God raised the dead. He can raise, I tell you, the lame up out of a wheelchair. Somebody help me, love the Lord in here. Somebody love the Lord in here. We need God to touch our faith. We need God to saturate our spirit. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. I told the Lord, I said, if I can't see the lame get up and walk, if I can't see deaf ears unstopped, and I've seen that. I've seen some deaf ears unstopped in revival.
I've heard the testimonies. There was a lady when we was in South Carolina in revival. The Lord used me to minister to her about her about being deaf on the right side, totally deaf. And I watched her as she turned to her husband and said, "I say that again." Her husband was saying hallelujah. And she ran and grabbed the mic and said, "I've got to tell the church, God just healed my ear. I've been deaf in my right ear all my life, and God healed my ear. I'm going to tell you, God's able." Come on, to him that believeth, to him that believeth, all things are possible. To him that believeth, somebody praise the Lord. And I told the Lord, if I cannot see the things I want to see, let me see as much as my faith can apprehend. I don't know how you feel tonight. That just does something to me. When you begin to confess your weakness to God, things start happening. Oh no, we run around with this big pride chip on our shoulder. We believe God, and we really don't believe God. But we got to see, we've got a what would we call it, a reputation to protect. And nothing's happening. Because we have somehow or another laid the blame on God. If God can only do it, Lord, if you can just move in this place. There's a drug addict here, God. You can only set that drug addict free, I promise you. If that drug addict don't want to lay down that dope, he'll walk out of here, smoke about four joints before he goes to sleep tonight. If the person that's found on nicotine doesn't want deliverance, they'll be down the road picking up a pack of Winston's before they go to sleep tonight. If the person that's found on alcohol doesn't want deliverance, come on, I said they'll be drunk before they go to sleep tonight. But when a man's hungry for God, when a man will come to God and say, "Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. I need a miracle." Come on, all things are possible to them that believe. Somebody believe. Somebody touch God. I feel the Holy Ghost moving in here. All you got to do is touch God with faith. All you got to do is believe. You got to believe. Chains come off of people when they start believing God. All things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible to them that believe. God has used some of the most uncommon things in some of the most uncommon trophies in some of the most uncommon places in the Bible. Uncommon things. What are you talking about? He used a sling to take off a giant's head because a little boy said, "I believe," and walked out and faced the giant. He used a bucket to lay Paul on the ground and lead him back to a road of deliverance. Are you listening to me? An uncommon trophy. If somehow tonight we can walk through the hallways of heaven and look up on the hall of faith, we would see uncommon trophies, things that you would not expect. You'd see a man's rod by the name of Moses that caused blood to flow in the water. Come on, that caused miracles to happen, that caused plagues to come upon the land. But all things are possible to a man that believes God. Somebody touch the Lord in here. Lift your hands up, brother. I'm going to have prayer for you. Stand to your feet. Why don't you stand to your feet? God's going to move in your business. That's what the Lord told me to tell you. There's been a slowdown in it, but God's going to bring the production up. It's going to begin to roll right now. Yes, it is. The Lord's going to touch you, brother. You've been having weak trembles in your body, but they're going to leave you right now in Jesus' name. Let him go. In the name of Hatayalabah, somebody help me, praise the Lord. I feel miracle working power. Stand to your feet, Sister Jessica. Stand to your feet. Put your hands up to Jesus. Put your hands up. All things. When a man will start confessing. I said, when a man will start confessing. Stand to your feet, son. God's going to move and touch you right now, Sister Justice. I'm going to speak what the Holy Ghost told me. God is going to restore confidence in yourself. You're going to receive your confidence back. The devil's trying to take your confidence away in the things you've done for God and others. Come on. But God's going to restore it. The devil's told you to lay down your tools and not to do nothing else. But God said to put your hand in the plow, not to look back. Strengthen the Lord. Oh, yeah. Somebody touch the Lord and the Holy Ghost. Come here, young man. I want to pray for you right now. Lift your hands up to Jesus. God's going to touch you. I don't know who you are, but the Lord's going to touch you, and you are going to live for the Lord. You're going to get totally grounded like you need to in your spirit. Every time you get around these other people, they're pulling you down. I see about three young men that keep coming by your house, and it's a fight to stay in and to live right and to do what's right, but you're trying to break away totally. But see, God's going to give you that strength because you've told the Lord, Lord, every time I get in the church, I can stay so long, but then I'm being pulled right back again, Lord. But this time it's going to be different, all right? The Holy Ghost is going to give you that grounding in your spirit. I bind up a whole... Somebody praise the Lord. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Come out of her. Yeah, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I said all things are possible to a man that I believe God, to somebody that I confess. I believe, but help thou my unbelief. I've got to have deliverance. I've got to be set free. I've got to have the shackles taken off my soul. I believe, but if you'll just help thou my unbelief, I need help. Let me tell you something tonight. The devil has come to tell us that God will not do what God said he will do. Well, I've come to tell you something. I've got news for the devil. He's nothing but a liar, and the truth is not in him. I don't know about you tonight, but I've been praying for God to pour out a revival in this church, and I'm not going to accept anything less than an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I want God to pour out his spirit to get a hold of the bell and say, set the captive free. All things. Man, I feel good. I feel this inside of my soul. All things. All things. All things. All things. All things are possible to somebody that will believe. Jesus saw a fig tree that had green leaves, but the fig tree didn't have any fruit, but the leaves said it did. So Jesus came to where the fig tree was, and the Bible said that Jesus cursed that fig tree, cursed it now, and his disciples came back the next day and saw it withered up and dried. Now the Bible said it withered from the roots up, withered from the roots up, not down but up. And so when they saw that dead tree, something in them said, Master, yesterday this tree was alive, but since you spoke your word, this tree is dead. And Jesus said, listen, the same thing that's happened under this fig tree, read it for yourself in the book of Mark, the same thing that's happened under this fig tree can happen unto you. Then he said, but also, if thou say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, doubt not in your heart. Come on, it shall be. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to be a mountain mover. I want to move mountains. I want to see mountains fall in the sea. I want to see miracles take place. Let your hands stand, your feet, brother. Go ahead, stand up, brother. The Lord said for you not to worry about your finances, brother. The Lord's going to bless you. Your intentions are right. Your spirit is right. You're going to be blessed of God. Matter of fact, you go ahead and look at some land. God's going to move for you. You're going to say, God bless you. In the name of Jesus, these joints in your body, God's going to touch these joints. You're going to feel the Lord take the pain out of these joints. You're going to be able to reach them arms up. Loose them, you unclean spirit. Wow! Somebody praise the Lord. All things, all things, all things. Your wife, brother. May I pray for you just a minute? Lift your hands up, the Lord. I want you to just reach your hands out right now to the Lord. I want you to let the Lord move in your life like he wants to. The Lord's healed you. You had a breathing problem. I see like feathers all up in your face, and God healed you of that breathing problem. He's healed your lungs where you can breathe like you need to. I see a young man that your heart's troubled over. You're saying, Lord, God, somehow make a way, God. Don't let him stay in this state he's in. Deliver him, Lord. I'm going to tell you, God's able to do that, ma'am. God's able to take those chains off of him. I don't understand what I'm saying to you, but there's a certain room that you walk in, and every time you walk in that room, there's a spirit there, and you don't like to go in that room. You know what I'm saying, the Holy Ghost, but God's going to give you the peace right now over that. You're not going to worry about that past anymore. Devil, you let her go in Jesus' name. Sweet Holy Ghost, come down upon her. Somebody help me love the Lord in here. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel the flame of fire in this house. I see the hand of God moving in here. Stand to your feet, ma'am. Stand to your feet. Yes, you, ma'am. Lift your hands up, the Lord. Today, all day long, you've been thinking about a decision. Am I going to make this move? You've been thinking about it all day long. Haven't said a whole lot about it, but you've been thinking about it. The Lord wants you to make this move, ma'am. It's God that's put this desire in your heart. You said, I looked around me and things have changed so fast. I can't even put it all together. It's changed so fast. But I know God's in this. I know God's in this right now. Yes, he is, in Jesus' name. The Lord's going to lead you in deep depths in his word, ma'am. You're going to see things like you've never seen them before. But don't you question God. The scripture says no man can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And he truly is Lord of all. God, I want you to pour out your spirit upon her, God. I want you to minister to her heart, soul, and mind. Somebody help me love the Lord in this place. Jesus, Sando, he come humble. Jesus, Sando, he come. The devil says, you can't ever get set free. You can't ever get delivered. You can't ever be broke. You can't ever have the chains taken off of you. I thought about what Brother Kenny Chilton said. He went when he was in Angola for 5 years. He doesn't mind me telling this. He's testified about it a lot. But when he was in there, they told him, they done an examination in a room and brought him in there. When they got through examining him, they said, this guy is criminally insane. He'll never amount to nothing. He'll always be a thief. He'll always be doing dope. He'll never amount to anything. But we all know the story. I think he's been here around 16 years, possibly something like that. And we know how God set him free from those chains, delivered him. But listen to me, wait a minute now. He went back to Angola prison, but he didn't go back there as a prisoner. He walked inside of the room that they told him he'd always be a drug addict. He'd always be criminally insane. They said he stood up and he said, I'd like to say something. First of all, I'd like to tell everybody here that somewhat years ago, they told me in this room I'd always be a drug addict. They told me in this room I'd always be criminally insane, but I've come to give you a testimony that I found the place, and I found the God, and I found the way. Come on somebody, love the Lord. Reach out and touch God. Why don't you stand to your feet with me? Come on somebody, stand to your feet, the Holy Ghost. Somebody stand to your feet and touch God. Come on, lift your hands and your voice to the Lord. Woo! I said, all things are possible. God knows how to take the chains off. He knows how to deliver a man's soul. Somebody touch God. Somebody go ahead and touch God. Lift your voice and your hands one more time. Come on. Lift your voice up, the Lord. Somebody get sensitive to the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God's trying to move in here. He my Bahusa. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. He la Mahusa. All things. All things. All things. All things. All things. All things are possible. I said, all things are possible. Somebody right now, listen to me. You need something. Hear me now. I want somebody that's wrestling with something in their soul. And you're bold enough to get on up and come down here right now. Say, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. I want you to come right now. Whatever it is you need, come on, that's it. God can't turn away anybody that'll come down like this. God won't turn away anybody. The devil might think that we flipped our lid tonight, and maybe we have. But I don't know about you, but I am through with the norm. I'm through with the norm. I'm through with waving a flag with no power behind it. I found a place in prayer today, and I said, God, if you only can, help us. And God turned the question back on me. The Lord said, no, if you only can, believe. Let's just yield our minds to the Holy Ghost just a minute. Everybody just put your mind on the roll and let the Holy Ghost minister to you. Somebody reach out. Come on, touch him. Touch him. It's Jesus is going to do it. Touch him, church. It's Jesus is going to do it right now. Oh, come on, it's Jesus is going to do it right now. Oh, come on, it's Jesus. It's going to do it right now. Oh, Jesus, it's going to do it right now. I command the chains to come off. Come on, somebody in the Holy Ghost. Come on, God's taking the chains off. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, somebody out in the crowd. Why don't you come on down here and believe God? Why don't we have some prayer warriors come down here and intercede? Come down here and help me pray right now. Come on, somebody touch God. Come on, that's it. Oh, God's moving.